Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park. It's the regular season. The real games begin this week. The Vikings and the Rams play on Sunday. But first, let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Tom in Burnsville. What will be the key to getting a win in St. Louis this week? Well, let's go over a few of them. First, we're going to get Adrian Peterson back. He didn't play in the preseason. He's obviously going to play at St. Louis on Sunday. The Vikings must establish the run with Adrian Peterson, make that pesky defensive line respect him so it gives Matt Cassel more time to throw. Secondly, take care of the ball on offense. The Vikings committed just one turnover in four preseason games. Let's continue that trend. Take care of the ball, cut down on interceptions, no fumbles, and let's score some points. And number three, conversely, on defense, take the ball away. The Vikings were +5 in turnover margin in the preseason. We had 6 takeaways. We need to continue that trend also to give our offense more opportunities to score. Our next question comes from Calvin. How will the Vikings run defense be against St. Louis this week? Do you think Zach Stacy will rush for 100 yards? Our run defense will be another key to getting a victory in St. Louis this week. It sounds like Calvin might have Mr. Stacy on his fantasy team. I hope it's a bad week for your running back, Calvin. I think the Vikings defense has shored up its run defense. They looked pretty good in that area this preseason. If we can get Linval Joseph back, that'll be a huge boost to our efforts to do so. But I really like Shamar Stephan in run defense as well. Brian Robinson can defend the run at defensive end. So this will be key for the Vikings to hold the Rams running game in check, because if you don't, then the opposing offense can get a little more unpredictable. You want to keep them in third and long as much as possible. I think the Vikings will be able to do that in week one. Our next question comes from YC in Colorado. Is Jerome Simpson's suspension a chance for Adam Thielen to move up into a starting position on the wide receiver depth chart? I don't really pay too much attention to who the starters are at receiver. Remember, an offense will run 55, 60, 65 plays in a game. You need all your wide receivers to run all of those plays. So who's out there on the very first play of the game, that's who gets the start, but it's really inconsequential to what happens in the next 59 or so plays. But with Jerome Simpson out, I do think Adam Thielen will see more playing time, and judging by how he performed this preseason, something tells me Mr. Thielen will take advantage of those chances. Our next question comes from Twitter. Nick asks, are the Blair Walsh concerns legit, or do you expect him to bounce back? I actually think Blair Walsh has already bounced back. He did miss 2 field goals this preseason. Both were from 50-plus yards, and he missed an extra point. But since then, he's 9 of 9 on his field goal tries, and he didn't miss an extra point once it moved back to the shorter distance after the preseason experiment. Here's the thing with Blair. He had a great rookie season. He came back a little bit last year, but I think Blair is up for a huge season in 2014. He was one of our best performers in training camp, and as I mentioned, he was 9 for his last 9 on field goal tries. Blair Walsh is up for a big season this year. Our next question comes from James in the United Kingdom. Do you think the Vikings could sign running back Ben Jarvis Green Ellis? Given Mike Zimmer's Cincinnati ties, it would seem to make some sense to me. I can see where you draw that conclusion. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Mike Zimmer were together in Cincinnati. Green Ellis, probably still a good player. He could be a good running back for some team, but the Vikings are stacked at the running back position. We have the best running back in the game in Adrian Peterson. We have Matt Asiata, Jerick McKinnon. We even have Joe Banyard on our practice squad, not to mention Pro Bowler Jerome Felton at fullback and Zach Line also. So we're good at running back. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis probably still has some game left, and he could be a good player for someone. I don't think it'll be the Vikings right now. Our last question comes from Twitter. Paul asks, on NFL.com it says the Vikings have the 5th youngest roster. Good thing or bad thing? I think in today's NFL you can win with a young roster or with an older roster. Look at San Francisco and Seattle, both in the NFC title game last year. Both of their quarterbacks, pretty young players in Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson. But the 2009 Vikings, just a few seasons ago, we had a pretty veteran-laden roster. The Denver Broncos had a pretty veteran-laden roster, and they were in the Super Bowl last year. So I think you can win both ways. But the Vikings do indeed have a young roster, 5th youngest in the NFL with an average age of around 25.5. I happen to think for this year's Vikings team, that's a good thing. We have Mike Zimmer, who's very good at molding young players to have them play the way he wants his defense to play. I think North Turner can do the same thing on offense. So given our coaching staff, how established they are and how good teachers they are, I like that we have a young roster. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. But don't forget to submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, because we'll be back next week for another edition of the Pick 6. Don't forget, Vikings and Rams, Sunday at noon. You can catch the game on Fox, and if you can't see it on TV, tune into the Vikings Radio Network, where our buddy Paul Allen will have the play-by-play call.